Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
I got to crush some Pirates players. I mean, we've taken out Bob Nutting. We've taken out Ben Cherington. We've taken out Derek Shelton, and we got him. Oh, we got him.
Yep.
But I think infrequently we criticize the players. I think when it comes to the Steelers, yeah, Tomlin's going to take the brunt of it. But the players, they take it on the chin all the time. Same thing with the Penguins. Chris Letang, oh, bad pinch there, Tanger. What are you doing? Oh, Tristan Jarry, you suck. But the Pirates, because of the financial state of Major League Baseball and because of the management group, I feel like the players get spared. I ain't sparing these two guys today, Dorn. Key Brian Hayes, in what was credited as an infield hit, made an error in my mind. That guy's getting paid $8.5 million a season, which by baseball standard isn't a lot, but he's getting paid that money to make great defensive plays. He needs to make that play.
Yeah.
And he's hitting 260, which for him this year is good. And I think he is baseball's leader at third base in defensive runs saved. He's been, on the whole, very good defensively. You needed a play from him there. Didn't make a play. And then Brian Reynolds, man, is 0-for-5.
Yeah.
And in the ninth inning, you've got first and third with one out, a chance to push the go-ahead run across. All you got to do is get the ball in the air. He grounds into a double play.
He's been very disappointing. I mean, we always say that he has slow starts and he picks it up, but like, this isn't the year to have that slow start, which it's carrying over into middle of May. Like, it's very, very disappointing. And we were talking all last year, if there could be a guy that could step up this year to have the Pirates somewhat competitive, it was Ke'Bryan Hayes. Ke'Bryan Hayes has, what, maybe the best batting average on the team right now?
Among qualified players, he has the highest batting average on the team, which I think says more about the team than it does Ke'Bryan Hayes. Yep. But relative to his peers, yes, he's got a 260 average. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine in modern baseball.
Right, but
he still has no power. He's got a 313 slugging percentage, which is just, for a corner infielder, is abhorrent. But it's only 10 points worse than Brian Reynolds. Brian Reynolds is hitting 204 with an OPS Dorn of 590. And I pointed this out on Twitter last night, and people tweeted back, he's always a slow starter. Well, he's not going to hit the baseball then in a game that matters. Their season's over.
Yeah.
Like, there are reasons to watch. We're going to evaluate Don Kelly. Bubba Chandler will be up here. I guess Spencer Horowitz could make his debut this weekend. I'm not saying there ain't reasons to watch, but they're not going to be playing as a team for anything meaningful. And he was part of the problem now, has been part of the problem for 6 weeks, and he makes $100 million. I'm not going to crush the Pirates for paying him when they did, because I'd be talking out of both sides of my mouth. We were both arguing, pay the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He should be the first $100 million player in Pirates history. He's a quality player, and that ain't that much money. Not really. For them, it is. For anybody else, it's not. And he's got a 590 OPS. People also have pointed out, rightly, that he was banged up earlier in the year, couldn't play the field, and maybe there are some lingering effects there. Fair enough. But if you're going to play, we're going to hold you to your normal standard.
All right.
Or else go on the IL, rehab, and get back and be healthy and play well then. Because your replacement could have a 590 OPS. It's been that bad for Brian Reynolds. And Key's a good guy, and Reynolds is a good guy, and Reynolds is frustrated, and he's slamming his bat. He doesn't want to have a 590 OPS.
He doesn't want to be in a rut. No, not at all.
Of course not. But the facts is the facts. If I'm going to criticize Skeens for spraying the ball a little bit when he's got a 2.63 ERA, then of course I'm going to call out Brian Reynolds for hitting 590. He was really bad in that Braves series. He was really bad last night. If you even get a reasonable facsimile of Brian Reynolds, they're probably 4-0 in this stretch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
First and third, nobody out. Your highest paid player grounds into a double play. The one thing you can't have happen happens. You get a rip there. You're probably going to extras. Maybe you win the game. I don't know how things go in the bottom of the ninth then, if you're up 4-3 as opposed to being tied 3-3. But 0-5 in an OPS of 590.
No good.
It's really, 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 really not enough. Really is bad. In fact, you need to dig to the deepest realms of hell to find this man's OPS.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.